This goes to Richelle, R-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, Macht, M like Mary, A-C-H-T like Tom. Initials are F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Frances, it's F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Springstead, S-P like Paul, R-I-N like November, G-S-T like Tom, E-A-D like David. Date of birth 10/14/1952. Dear Miss Macht, this is a consultation for Mrs. Springstead, who was sent for elevated creatinine levels for at least the last year, but recent elevated potassium levels and low bicarbonate levels. She's complaining of having increased swelling for the last several months of the lower extremities. It's slightly worse on the left than on the right. She does consume at least 8 glasses of water a day because she felt that was healthy to drink at least that much fluid. But she is starting to swell. And in August, just prior to the consultation request, labs were checked. It was August 3rd, and her creatinine level had increased from 1.3, 1.2, which had been the previous levels, to 1.43. Estimated GFR was 39, and potassium level was 5.5. So at that time, her low-dose lisinopril, 5 milligram daily, was stopped. Labs were checked on August 5th and repeated. Creatinine level had improved to 1.37. Estimated GFR was up to 42, and potassium level was 5.1, off just 2 days off the lisinopril. Labs will need to be rechecked in October again also. Her biggest complaint also today is right hip pain, and it actually feels more like a muscle spasm. It does not hurt when she walks. It hurts when she turns and moves a special way. And it does seem painful as she's sitting there. She's squirming at times. She denies headaches or dizziness. She is very hard of hearing and wears bilateral hearing aids. Her husband is with her for this visit, and he is helping her understand questions and answers things that she doesn't always hear properly. She's had blood pressure checks at home. Generally, her husband's been checking blood pressures, and the readings are ranging between 120 and 130, over 70 to 80 consistently. And pulse is ranging in the 70s to 80s usually. Today, of course, blood pressure is a little higher as she's here at the office. But she did take a shower before coming, and that's a lot of exercise for her, she reports. She denies chest pain or palpitations. She has some dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no orthopnea or PND, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, but she does complain of chronic constipation without blood or melena. She has the edema of the lower extremities. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no current incontinence. Past medical history, she's had type 2 diabetes for several years, also diabetic proteinuria, hyperlipidemia, chronic obesity, constipation, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. She did have obstructive nephrolithiasis in October of 2020, and she was treated in Midland. She initially had a cystoscopy done and a stent placement in the left ureter. And the stone eventually was able to pass, and then the stent was removed November 30th of 2020. She also had some postmenopausal bleeding and required a D&C in 2020. And she did have ventral hernia repair with mesh placement October 2nd of 2020. So she had quite a year, and also she had a sore on her coccyx that developed into osteomyelitis in 2020. She was hospitalized for 3 weeks with antibiotic treatment, IV antibiotics, and then she required nursing home rehabilitation for 3 months thereafter. Past surgical history was previously described. Also, in addition to the left ureteral stent placement and removal, she's had bilateral cataract removal in 2021 and right rotator cuff repair in 2007, as well as a cholecystectomy in 1980. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and lives with her husband, and she is a retired nurse's aide, she reports. Family history is significant for bladder cancer, type 2 diabetes, hypertension, stroke, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, asthma, and arthritis. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to latex, but no medications. Current medications include metformin, 500 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril was stopped in August. Also, Crestor, 5 milligram daily. Nystatin powder can be applied 2 to 3 times a day to affected areas. Vitamin D2, 50,000 units once weekly. She uses Ducalox suppositories for constipation at times, vitamin B12 3 times a week, oral tablets. Tylenol is 500 milligrams, 2 tablets every 8 hours as needed for pain. And she does not use any oral, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height is 58.5 inches, weight 225 pounds. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 150 over 80, and pulse is 96. Respirations are 20. Tympanic membrane on the left is clear. The right does have a perforation that is chronic. Canals are clear. No erythema. There is some scarring also on the left tympanic membrane. Pharynx clear with clear drainage and very high tongue, difficult to visualize posterior pharynx. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. I don't palpate any enlarged liver or spleen and no palpable masses. Extremities, she's got non-pitting edema of the lower extremities, the left greater than right. Decreased sensation in both feet. Pedal pulse is 1 to 2 plus bilaterally, and capillary refill is 2 to 3 seconds. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done August 5th, 2023. In addition to creatinine, sodium 140, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide low at 18. Glucose was 178. August 3rd, 2023, creatinine 1.43, potassium was 5.5, sodium 138, carbon dioxide 21, albumin 4.1, calcium is 9.6. Pro-BNP is slightly elevated, 372. Hemoglobin is 11.1 with normal white count, normal platelets, and normal differential. Hemoglobin A1C in the office, 720 of 23 was 5.7. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio was done January 18th, 2023, and that's 553. Creatinine was 1.3, CO2 levels 23, potassium is 4.8 at that time, GFR is 44, and June 2nd, 2022, creatinine is 1.2, GFR 45, electrolytes are normal, calcium 9.5, albumin 3.5, and liver enzymes are normal. We do have an echocardiogram that was done February 11th of 2020, which was normal, with a hyperdynamic left ventricular function with ejection fraction of greater than 75 and grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Assessment and plan: 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely type 4 renal tubular acidosis, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and history of kidney stones on the left side in 2020. We're going to start her on sodium bicarbonate, 650 milligram, one twice a day. Also, we're scheduling a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder to assess the size of the left kidney after the stone was removed, and also to screen for a bladder retention of urine in the bladder. If the patient does require any diuretic, we wouldn't oppose a low dose of a diuretic to help with fluid removal. She states that compression stockings have been extremely painful in the past, so she doesn't wish to try those. And we want labs done every 3 months, so the next one should be done in October, and we're hoping to do them on the same date that we do the kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan. And she will have a follow-up visit in 3 to 4 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.